And just a simple question to you, to all of you who's watching this right now. How do you meet? How do you engage with your fellow youths? Where do you meet? Which places? Is it clubs? You know, those clubs, yeah, obviously. But which clubs? which clubs? But those, is it sports fields? Is it movie places? Or anything like that? So, ladies and gentlemen, today we are talking about ways and means of engaging as youths. How do we come together, and also what's the importance? And we'll be looking at also the word of God. It's been a long time since you visited my churches, and you know, you descend to the word of God. So it is Z Voices of the Youths, and I am your host, Tisro, and with me a very powerful, actually, gentleman with me. Yeah, so I'm sure you introduce himself very well.
Yeah. No, thank you so much for actually having me. I'm Israel.
Yeah. Israel. So it's Israel. From the Bible. Very
powerful.
So ladies and gentlemen, that's what we are talking about. I hope you stay up to the end of the video, and we've got something very nice actually for you guys. We've got a giveaway, so we've got a giveaway at the end, so make sure you stay up to the end of the video, otherwise you'll miss out. So this giveaway has got something like maybe in my ShopRite hampers, but I can't say much because let's keep that for the end of the video. Ladies and gentlemen, Israel, to start things, okay, so amen. When we're talking about youth, or young people, how do you think we can best maybe, you know, bring them together? How do we bring youths together, for example? And what's the importance of that, of bringing youths together?
Okay, so I'll answer the first question. Mm-hmm. How one person can actually bring youths together? I feel like youths are attracted to anything that's activity fun related.
Okay.
So if you want to bring them together, it has to be something that brings out their best interests.
Yeah.
Automatically, someone cannot go to a place that they don't love. They're gonna go to a place that they are.
Sure.
So if I'm going to go to a restaurant, there's probably something I like about that restaurant, or a certain food I like about that cuisine. So if we're gonna bring youths, probably let me say, to a certain event, it needs to have a wow factor that is gonna draw youths together. So if we're gonna come up with probably a community venture or something, it has to be something that each and every person is gonna be interested, because brings out the best interest at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And the importance is, I think there's power in unity. If we're gonna talk, if we're going to get something from the Bible says that where two or more. Yes, and the same Bible, exactly, and the same Bible says that once something is agreed in heaven, it's also agreed upon in heaven. So when two or more people agree upon something, there's also like an agreement in heaven. So that's where the whole essence of teamwork comes in. So when all youths come together and agree about something, the teamwork actually pops up and works.
Yeah. Okay. That's very insightful, actually. So, like, why do you think it's important to bring youths together? Why can't we just give them to do what they want?
There's actually a common say that youths are the actually the future leaders of tomorrow.
Oh, it's been a while since I heard that. It's been a very, very long time. Like, nowadays, you don't hear things like that. Why?
You don't.
What happened? One of them got the future. That is back in the old people's hands.
Somehow there's truth, but I think the main importance of bringing youth together is actually the development that they bring. One thing that I don't like when I'm in a crowd and working with people is I call them millennials. These are old people. Yeah. Like when you sit down with them, they are slow at making decisions and just limited to what they learned
in the past.
But there is this involvement that youths have. So they are actually evolving time goes by, and then they actually go with the flow with each and every new technology that pops up. So there's actually development when involved. Okay. People in Zambia, rather youths in Zambia, rather actually taking over the whole business industry. We talk about Chandra Brown, we talk about we talk about IMAC, we talk about a lot of other youth that are actually showing impacts in a lot of industries. So yeah, youths really.
And also like employing their fellow youths.
Exactly.
Like an example, there are a lot of people maybe that we can talk about that actually do this. Yes. You know, so it's really inspiring, actually, very good that there's someone out there that's, you know, doing this thing.
Yeah.
Like when I was so, I'm told the employees only.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Okay, so since we're talking about, you know, bringing youths together, I think one aspect is also, I don't know how maybe you think about this, but what do you think about is Zambian youths really working together? Like it could be in any industry, any you know, field.
Yeah. If I would take it from my personal life, I feel like they're not. But again, if I would take it from a public perspective, I feel like they are. So let me just say it's a 50-50.
Okay.
There are some that are working together and there's some that are not working together. Mm-hmm. The same way you say it for young girls, I feel like he's taking that perspective of like a youth has to empower another youth.
Yeah.
So that's really him helping another youth. So that's working together.
Sure.
Then we'll talk about other youths that really are just selfish about what's actually acquired.
Yeah.
So if we bring it to answering your question now, the main point, are Zambian youths actually helping each other?
Yeah,
they are.
They are there. You know, the numbers, but there are few.
Yeah, there are few, but yeah, they are
there. What are the reasons why we don't think here? You know, what
first, makes sense? The first reason is actually envy. So once I look at you and see you are doing better than me, but I introduce you to that thing, you're not doing better than me. So if I come up with a certain move, and then I want you to partner with me, you end up still making more money than me or more connections than me.
More money. I'm keeping that.
Exactly.
More money
yep. And more connections. Then automatically I have to cut you off because I brought you to this space. So why are you making it your space?
Exactly. So just for many. So now you get like this. All these things that you know, you start projecting things maybe that might not happen or will actually happen.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you said, maybe you're thinking, oh, you have more money than me.
Yeah.
Okay, but why can't you be happy that I have more money and maybe I can give you some capital to my business here. So maybe is it that it's the people that are there, or I mean, like, what wouldn't you want to maybe give back to the person that helped you, you know, in the end? Because I get
you
think I'll have more money than you, but why can't you be happy to say, oh, you have more money, then maybe you might help me start a business, give me capital.
Yeah,
so what's going on, Shalom Shabbat? You've been able to see the jealousy.
I think
it's deeper than this, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Number one, right? So like it's actually happening, and I feel like it's one of the things that really just youths back get. And also, today is progress.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you were to look at it from the positive side, so, if my friend makes it or blows, that's the musician, no matter what.
Yeah.
You've got a small business. What if some guys have a blow? Then later on, I'm gonna let's say I'm a Baba man, and you're my friend, you're an artist, you're gonna blow. So, still up on the Vina Bato, even doing a kid, and people asking, like, oh, guys, you're a Jama Nimbo, and then I'm gay. You know, as I can see, there's a personal guy, and like, it's a long term relationship. I mean, I'm not saying things like this don't happen, but like, there are few of the people that are doing this. You know what I mean? So, I don't know.
I'll actually get from your point about the Baba show. So I feel like this is a mindset that most people have.
Mm-hmm.
Once you actually elevate to a whole certain level, you have to change everything and maintain that level. So if I was getting my hair cut in probably a small Kantemba Baba show, I have to change.
Yeah.
I need to go to a high. So you are basically forgotten where you came from. The person who was giving you those services, then what happens to that? So it's actually this mindset that we have is jealousy. I feel like jealousy is actually a factor.
Jealous. My bone, you got me to go to shock it out. Okay, there's, I mean, we'll delve into much a different topic, which is coming to parents and everything like that. But anyway, I mean, for now, it's cool. But these are things that we need to be thinking about and also trying to. I mean, that's the reason why we're talking about the ways of bringing people together. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So our next question maybe will be: Do you think youths from different backgrounds can actually work together or can relate? You know what I mean?
I think they can. They actually can, and they have to. Because if we get another verse from the Bible, the Bible talks about how there's so much power in you. Just like the way I said, where whatever is loose on earth is also loose in heaven. So when youths, yes, they can actually come from different backgrounds. If we talk about the story of Jesus and the 12 disciples, these are 12 people that actually had different personalities. But they all came together to actually take the word of God to a whole new level. So youths can actually work together. It's even way much better. They have to. I always got this. There's this woman of God that actually told me.
Yeah.
So when God puts you in a whole situation, He doesn't put you for nothing. When He puts you in that situation, it's probably for you to help someone with that same situation in future. So let's say, for instance, God forbid, you get in prison. God forbid. You have the whole experience of you being arrested.
Yeah.
So automatically, when you come out from there, you're going to meet someone who is also going to be arrested, but then it has you have to take it upon yourself to actually tell them your experience and what you did. Is it win souls when you were in there? Is it improve on yourself? Is it improve on your skills when you're in there? So it's something in that situation, those lessons that you have to learn, and not for you only, but for others as well.
That actually makes sense. Okay, it's good to know people can actually go together. So, I should check one missus, Papa Nyama. I'm guys, see, I should get a boy back. Okay, so, with that being said, it now brings me to the next segment, which is the giveaway now.
Yeah.
Okay, so. There's got to be a movie, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. So, and it's also about, you know, youths, and you're trying to bring youths together. So, what makes you feel they shouldn't miss out on this particular event? Because, I mean, movies, it's been a while.
Yeah.
And there are people that really don't go to cinemas, stuff like that. And when it comes to Monga Yamuru, you know what I mean? Huh? Yamuru. Yeah, Jesus.
Look at that.
Few numbers, you know what I mean? So I mean, like, what should they expect when they come to this movie? You know what I mean? It could be anything from the word of God or just a general aspect.
So I'm gonna quote again from the Bible. I'm not a pastor, if I am not a pastor.
Who knows? Future remind.
So there's this passage in the Bible that talks about a person. What you give out is not what corrupts the body, but what you take in is what corrupts the body.
Yeah.
So what you become, what you actually spend your time on. So if you are watching movies that are not Christian related, you're automatically adapt to those personalities. So this is a movie that actually, they want people on that particular night to actually adapt the personalities of Christ-like, and that I love.
Okay.
I know there are these other amazing movies. There's Kung Fu Panda, actually, that people are talking about. And people are actually talking about those things. But if we look at this, we've actually managed to book all the cinemas as technical. So it's only God's context that will be showing on that day.
On that day, you book as in starting from morning or something?
No. Starting, yes. Like only God.
So the whole day?
Yeah. So.
Wow.
Exactly. So God's content that will be showing on that day. So this is actually to tell youths or any person that is going to attend that it's a night that we want people to actually have a dramatic experience of the Go By King. Back in the days, if we go back to 3 years, we had that movie, The Passion of Christ.
Guys, a lot of people cried. I think you got it up. Yes, you got it up. Yes, one or two.
That one was here, which
was hectic.
That one was hectic. But then we're bringing this movie called The Chosen that is has so much drama. Very much drama.
I saw the trailer actually. It looks
it has drama.
God, Munga say, sorry. But yeah.
Unless otherwise, and like people bringing tissues and all that to start crying, this one is full of drama. So in a situation, I'll give us a scene of the Bible. In a situation where there's this woman that had the issue of love, then when that woman touched the garment of Jesus, Jesus was like, bruh, who touched my garment? And then the disciples were like, no one touched your garment. They're like, well, a lot here, so how would you feel that? Exactly. So, imagine it's now in a dramatic scene and like and like Jesus is standing around asking like how is this happened, and so it's giving a whole drama series that people should actually look forward to. And what should people
expect? It's youthful. Really serious.
Yeah.
Form of hope.
Mm-hmm. So what should people expect is a red carpet experience.
So when we talk about red carpet, I mean maybe people just think it's red carpet. So in your ones, when you come in, you pick up a red carpet, or you walk up a red carpet. Which is which?
I wish. So this red carpet, we've themed it to be a paparazzi red carpet. So what I mean is, you know how it is. You go to red carpet and then the whole camera is there. You feel like a celebrity and all that. So yeah. So we don't have a specific theme for that. You have to dress with cute. Like just look.
You have to dress with.
Exactly.
And you use the whatever guy, man.
Bring the fire on.
Yeah, you also use.
Don't make it hard. Bring the fire. There. Yeah. And then what else? We have amazing performances and some guest appearances. And we have amazing.
Like what? Who? Like which guests?
We're yet to announce the guests that are performing. Yes.
Okay,
some surprise guests. So yes, and then we have some amazing food actually.
On a grace, it sounds very, very interesting. You know what I mean? So I mean, it's been a while, but yeah, so definitely. We'll be around, I'm sure.
Definitely.
Yeah, we'll be around. So I'll be there. Actually. Nice. The team, Z Voices of the Youths, will be around.
We can't wait to host you.
Yeah.
Imagine people really have to come.
Then how about the shop price?
For the tickets prices?
Mm.
So the ticket prices are going at, we have a youth promo that I read. That people need to get this So the youth promo is going at 100 kwacha, and not only that, it has internships to be won and should quite have
internships.
Yeah, so just example, imagine you coming for a 100 kwacha movie and walk away with a bag of a million. That's huge.
Okay, so we're actually by John Dory's restaurant. Yeah, so Monday marching from John Dory's to Paget, Kujak, the other side.
That's what you prefer.
Yeah, if you know the place, if you know what John Dory's is, imagine. Monday
church in the line. People are just waiting for
Unga. I don't know that Wabaka for who. Yeah, but it's hard out there. But anyway, it's really interesting and it's worth, you know, being there.
Exactly. Don't put me wrong, it's not a memo that's gonna be.
Oh, it's just an example.
Yeah, it's just an example. So it's a surprise. I don't know. Exactly. Mm. So, how the person would get to win the whole internship is purchase the ticket and follow our Facebook page, and the winners will be announced on the movie.
And so, where do they purchase the tickets from? Is it they have to call a number or.
You have to follow our Facebook page. Yes, follow our Facebook page. The Chosen Zambia.
Okay, the chosen Zambia.
Yes.
Chosen Zambia, that's where they get the tickets.
Yes, the chosen Zambia.
And they start from 100?
100. Then the other tickets, that the gold tickets are going at a 400 kwacha. So the gold tickets, these, you get the prestigious seating, refreshments, and a goodie bag from the ministry.
Yeah.
And then the silver tickets,
the 250. A card event. I'm just imagining. I'm actually thinking about the day right now. Like, I'm seeing it happening. So,
it's gonna be fire. It's definitely
fire.
imagine.
Okay, yeah. What else?
Yes, and the other tickets are going at 250. So these ones are silver tickets. They don't have anything attached to them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool stuff. So I mean, with all that being said, it really feels like it's going to be powerful.
Very much.
There's going to be, I mean, on a personal level, and how I feel like it's important for you to come together, is really the fact of networking. You can never know who you're going to meet and what programs they have, and especially as a youth that's really trying to grow as an individual. Please, you shouldn't miss out. Otherwise, it's just a day, man. You can just shake a mose and we forget about it. So you can never know what you're going to find. But forward to an actual post, a giveaway post. I think we also post it on our platform. So you know what to do. Just like, you follow us and everything. And we'll be in touch, actually. So apart from that, is there anything else maybe that you might want to say?
I actually encourage each and everyone to actually come to watch the movie, because the fact that it's based on the true story for the Bible, this is definitely something that is, you're walking away from the whole place with something in your heart and some conviction. So it's just not going to be a whole movie experience. We want to win souls on that map and just say that, you know what, you're not alone, because Jesus and the Bible, his word is still alive and everything.
Thank you very much, Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been Israel with us, Z Voices of the Youths. So don't forget to subscribe, like, follow, and comment also about this episode. We'll be looking forward to hear what you have to say. If there are any questions, maybe on how you can purchase a ticket or how you can be present for this particular event. It's something that I personally feel you shouldn't miss out. So make sure we go together. And if you find me that side, I don't have anyone to go with that, so I'm thinking. And actually, I'm there maybe. Okay, anyway, in background, particular ticket. So
yeah.
You can find one, so I'll give you one to come to that particular place. Commander Hill, that's where Stakeniko is. Just come through. If you have my number, or just text us immediately from our platform. So we'll give you some mega ticket. Ladies and gentlemen, do not forget we are at John Dory's restaurant right now. It's located at East Park. It's actually a nice place, very chilled. My youth, if not pay the couple to work, woman is the guy this thing announced. Hey, but in my crazy food and everything, it's actually a nice place to chill from. So make sure you check out John Dory's and don't forget to do the rest. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been me, Tis Raw. It is what it is, and it will always be what it will be. Let's keep it that way. It has been yours.